mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the oceans in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A pleasant good morning to all the listeners of radio station KOMA. I'm certainly happy to be bringing you another gospel message over this station. If you enjoy our broadcast from week to week, we would appreciate your taking the time to write us a few lines and let us know you're praying with us. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. Listen to this poem entitled, My Bible and I. I have a companion of infinite worth. We travel together through this dreary earth. From pilgrimage here to a home in the sky, we're traveling together, my Bible and I. I have a companion, a wonderful guide, a solace and comfort whatever betide, a friend never failing when others pass by. Oh, blessed communion, my Bible and I. I have a companion, 'tis God's holy word, revealing from heaven the mind of my Lord, my rock and my refuge when danger is nigh. We've blessings eternal, my Bible and I. I have a companion, a heavenly light, a pillar by day and a fire by night, a lamp from the cradle until I shall die. What blessed communion, my Bible and I. I have a companion, a dear faithful friend, a union of blessing that never shall end. Till Jesus returns with his saints from on high, we're traveling together, my Bible and I. O light of my pathway, thou lamp to my feet, O manna from heaven, so precious and sweet. With thee do I live, and with thee would I die, forever and ever, my Bible and I. I'm glad for the Bible and the sound teachings which the truth of its pages reveal. I, for one, believe that it ought to be read in schools all over the nation. It ought to be kept handy in the home. It should be a guide for the life of every one of us. Without it, our nation is sure to lose its virtue and glory. Listen now to the 10th verse of the 46th chapter of Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Here are two more verses found in Psalm 4, verses 3 and 4. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. The central thought which I want to get to you is the fact that one must be still in order to recognize the greatness of God. This is a little hard for many to do who live in such a fast age as our modern world is today. And speaking of the swiftness of our times, let me remind you that passengers are carried regularly from Oklahoma City to Los Angeles by jet airliner in very little more than 2 hours. That's quite a bit faster than our parents used to travel when they used the old horse and buggy. Yes, it's quite a different age in which we're living. For many, it is a rush from the moment they hear the alarm clock in the morning until they finally drop off to sleep again at night after having spent some 16 or 18 hours on a busy schedule. We're living in a sandwich age. Even though many homes have the Bible on the shelves of their library, how seldom is the dust wiped off it and its pages read with care as they seek to know the answer to the problems which are so perplexing in our day. Instead of Bible reading and prayer at the close of the day, many of those who are careless and indifferent spend their time after work hours reading some worthless novel or attending some worldly entertainment such as a movie theater or the ball game, and seldom really finding the time to be still and let God speak to them. I'm thinking also how often so many spend many hours watching worthless entertainment on the TV sets. How many ideas and thoughts are no doubt instilled into the young people of our day because they see it displayed on the screens. They chase the bubbles of life which are soon broken and vanish from their reach. Let me read you a part of this verse again. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." No wonder people never find God. You must give him an opportunity to speak to you if you would know his will. In Romans 12:2, we read, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Friends, let me ask you this question. Are you willing and ready for God to speak to you? Let me read from 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, and beginning with verse 1. "About the time when God spoke unto Samuel, who was just a lad in the days of Eli the priest, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of God, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I." Friends, let me tell you, as the word of God was precious in those days, even so is it precious in our day, especially so since so many times those who profess to speak the word of God practice a different doctrine than what the Bible teaches. But back to the thought here. You see, the Lord was talking to Samuel, but he thought it was Eli who had spoken and called for him. So for 3 times Samuel arose and went to Eli, and each time he was sent back after Eli told him that he had not called for him. However, Eli did realize that perhaps God was speaking to his young heart, and he instructed him what to say. Then we notice in verse 10 that Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." The great need of our time is that God may find ears which are willing and ready to listen for his voice when he speaks. Then he needs hands to perform the task which yet await the duty of God's people. He needs minds which are sharp and active to think clearly and to understand the deep things of God. He needs feet which are willing and ready to go at his command to carry his word into the regions beyond. Of course, this can only be done when those at home also hear the voice of God and share in a material and financial way to spread the gospel. We need to slow down and get still before the Lord. Restless souls will only find satisfaction and contentment when they find rest in God. Too many are in a state of turmoil and have insufficient time to listen to God's still, small voice. If all of those who profess to know God were in perfect tune and harmony with His will, don't you believe that we would be quicker to rush to the rescue of those who are not enjoying the blessings of the gospel? Let us pray. Our Father, bless the words which have been spoken today. To each one who listens to the broadcast, may they fall into good ground, where they will germinate and bring forth fruit, which will be a blessing to many, and to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let me leave these few words with you now. Why didn't you tell us sooner? The words came sad and low. O ye who knew the gospel truths, why didn't you let us know? The Savior died for those who sin. He died to save from woe. But we never heard the story. Why didn't you let us know? You have heard the gospel message. You've known a Savior's love. Your dear ones passed from Christian homes to the blessed land above. Why did you let our fathers die and into the silence go with no thought of Christ to comfort? Why didn't you let us know? That's something to think about, isn't it, friend? Let us be up and doing for our Lord while it is yet day, before the night cometh when no man can work. Here's a song now, Do You Think to Pray? It's sung by Emmanuel and Marie Mitchell and Charlene Mitchell and Cynthia LeCroix.
Do you ever think of Jesus? Jesus died for you one day, suffered on the cross for sinners. Do you ever think to pray? Do
this message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. Now until next Sunday morning at 8:30, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and very cheerful. Goodbye.
Does your burden sink too heavy? Is there trouble?